Thank you. Is it on? Yes, it is on. Good morning, everyone. It is very good to see you all this morning. And if you wonder why I am using this mic instead of the pulpit or instead of the lavalier that I usually use, we have a guest speaker today, Stacy Midge, Reverend Stacy Midge, and she's from upstate New York. And she is here as part of a neutral pulpit. So we are serving the presbytery today by hearing Stacy and letting her speak. And I hope that you will find the service to be interesting and comforting and challenging and all of those things that you come to worship for. Our announcements today. The communion love offering is, the envelopes are in the bulletin. If you feel moved to give to the communion love offering, the money goes to our deacon's fund and is used to provide ministry to our shut-ins and ministry to people in need in the community. Please submit your articles for the newsletter by Monday, February 13th. That is a week from tomorrow. Lent begins March 1st. It's coming up fast. And we will once again be having the Lenten Evenings Bible Study on Wednesdays at 5:30 with a light supper and a study. So watch the space for more information. We still need liturgists. I think we have liturgists for February and March, but we will need them for April and the rest of the year. So sign up if you're interested. We have information here about per capita for 2017. If you would like to cover your portion of this year's per capita, please designate it on your check. That's $30 per person. There is an announcement about the Nicaragua Water Project, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I will say that Bill and Dawn and Dan are going down at the end of February. As emissaries, they're going down with a group of 9 people, I think, some from Lakeside. Of course, they're from here, and then people also from the Madisonville Christian Church. And they have set a goal to fund the purchase of meters. They're getting close to the $6,000 goal, and COF donations can put us over the top. And any additional funds raised over and above the total need will be applied to new water projects that might arise in 2018. This offering is going to be taken here on each Sunday in February. And so if you want to do that, you can make out your check to Community of Faith and write in the blank water project, or you can put cash in a pew envelope and mark the envelope Nicaragua Water Project. And the duct tape team will leave on Tuesday, February 28th. So each Sunday in February, we will take this offering. February is Black History Month. And probably most of you know, if not all of you know, that some of the hymns that we sing are from African American writers. Or even of slave origin. And so this month I wanted to do something to honor Black History Month, and so we're going to use at least one hymn from a Black African American source in our worship services. Today we're actually having two. We're having Let Us Break Bread Together, which is a song that we all know, that we've sung many times as part of our communion services, and there's some information here in the bulletin about it. It's a little long, but I thought it was very interesting. And so if you'll just, take a minute and read it and appreciate the fact that the African Americans who came to our country in the beginning did adopt sometimes, not by their choice, but they did adopt the Christian religion and made it their own through some of these hymns. We are also hearing the choir sing Amen, Amen, and I didn't have a chance to get any information about it. Okay, but so Joanna will say something about it before they sing.
You got to help.
Are there any other announcements that we need to hear today? Yes, Jeff. Any other announcements that we need to hear? Yes, Matt.
With me, I've been sick all last week. I did not have the tax payments done, so if anybody needs there this week, see me after church and we'll be able to get to you.
Okay, thank you. If you really need a tax statement this week, talk to Matt, and otherwise he'll have them probably next week or so. Any other announcements we need to hear?
As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you all the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. For God created the world and all things that live and called it all good.
Thanks be to God for God's wonderful act of creation.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you are the King of creation and Lord of all. As we bring our offering of song, prayer, and words to you, may we feel and engage with your holy presence, and may we feel the love through which we were created flow through our hearts and minds. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Our first hymn, our hymn of praise, is from the Sing the Faith. It's number 2091, The King of Glory Comes.
Repentance and reconciliation. Let us now make our confessions prayerfully, together and individually. God of grace and mercy, you created us as good and have showed us how we should live. But we fall short of your desires. We put our own desires and comfort ahead of the poor and outcast. We accept your grace, but withhold forgiveness from those around us. We turn our backs on those who are different than we are. Forgive us, O Lord, for our shortcomings, our inability to love as you love and give as you give. Grant to us the vision of the kingdom that is yours, that we may work for it in your holy name. Hear the good news that is ours today and every day. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and completely reconciled with God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
In Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
The peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us share signs of peace with one another.
Okay, peace be with you.
Peace of Christ. You're going to shake hands with me.
Well, you already should have it.
Something about it. This is a prime example of what is known as call and response, which is a very important feature of African American music. all the way from Africa. Those traditions and roots of that have come all the way from there and have been here for all this time. It is in rock music, it is in jazz, it is, the call is the verse. See the little baby. The response is you. Amen. Okay, so you will just sing this amen over and over until we're finished. And if we get started good, we may not. But let's look at that first line and sing that so you know what you're supposed to do with the choir. Just sing that first line. Response.